Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 4 to 6. Beware of the dangers of material prosperity. We read in Isaiah chapter 5 verses 8 to 10 like this. Woe to those who join house to house. They add field to field till there is no place where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land. In my hearing, the Lord of hosts says, truly many houses shall be desolate, great and beautiful ones, without inhabitant. For 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and a homer of seed shall yield one ephah. Isaiah chapter 5 starts with a prophetic parable concerning the nation of Israel, which is depicted as God's vineyard. As a vine dresser, God had labored hard in order to see good grapes from the vine during the harvest time. But unfortunately, it had produced wild grapes that could not be consumed. This parable was later spoken in great detail and clarity by our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 to 46. God did so much for the nation of Israel, but the people were ungrateful as they took their blessings for granted and used them selfishly to satisfy their carnal nature. Instead of serving the Lord, they served themselves. And the result was that they became a corrupt nation that God was totally displeased with. Through his servant Isaiah, God pronounced 6 accusations or woes that specified the sins of the wild grapes people of Israel. At the top of the list were God's accusations against the covetous and greedy landowners who tried to corner the real estate market until there was an acute shortage of houses and land in Israel. By foreclosing mortgages, these wealthy landowners acquired all the adjoining land property to form huge estates. These vicious land grabbers would then dwell in solitary splendor as they aimed to control all the choice land of Israel. God gave the land to his people, which were not to be sold permanently, for the land belonged to God as an inheritance to all the people. The land had been allocated to specific families by patrimony and was the basis of their livelihood. Deprived of their ancestral lands, many citizens of Israel had now become slaves of their former family inheritance. Today, let us beware of the dangers of material prosperity, as worldly success can bring changes for the worse in both our values and behavior. We can accumulate houses and lands and lose our ethical integrity in many ways, like resort to unethical practices in order to increase our gains, turn away from caring the poor, orphans and widows, heap up material things for ourselves far beyond our immediate needs, worship our own accomplishments and start abusing people. Let us remember that with material prosperity, we are at risk for temptations and dangers of affluence. Let us pause and take stock of our lives so that our blessings will not turn out to be snares to destroy us in the days to come.